I left and went back into the Conoco training program and was sent to Houston to spend time in the headquarters in Houston. Then I was sent back into Oklahoma to Oklahoma City, and then finally went back to Ponca City to spend some time in the engineering research lab, which was located in Ponca City. Then my final assignment was to Ardmore, which is a district office in southern Oklahoma that had the south half of Oklahoma and all of the production therein. And I became a staff engineer, one of three staff engineers in the Ardmore office. There, my responsibilities were to study the reservoirs that had already been drilled to see if there was possible secondary recovery, additional reserves, or some way to stimulate the reservoirs in order to gain more production from them, and to look for possibilities of extending the fields to new areas and drill wells. My responsibility was to supervise the program for drilling of new wells and how to complete the wells. I would actually go out on the well site and, as the well was being drilled, run something called a drill stem test, which would enable you to actually open the formation into the drill string and test it to see how it would produce.
And then you also realized how much your work in the oil field, the manual labor, paid off for you, and you could relate to those guys even better, I would imagine.
Absolutely. The time that I spent roughnecking and roustabouting in the field really would pay off because we understood the people that worked in the field, and I had been a part of it, so I appreciated what they did and how they did it. It was really enjoyable, and I liked the work that I was doing. One of the fields that I was assigned was particularly challenging and interesting. It was called the Butterley Field, and it was about 10 miles west of the town of Davis, which is on the north side of the Arbuckle Mountains, maybe 30 miles north of Ardmore. The Butterley Pool was a huge, thick oil sand, approximately 120 feet in depth. It extended over maybe a 40 to 60 acre area, and it was a prodigious producer. But the problem was that the oil itself was a very thick, viscous oil called 10-degree gravity. As you increase the number of degrees, it becomes more fluid. You know, as 40 API oil is the quality of oil that you would put into your car. 10-degree oil is what you would put on your road as asphalt. This particular field produced this asphaltic crude, and it was so thick that it would produce sand from the formation into the tanks. And they had to have the tanks a conical shape so that the sand would go to the bottom and they could clean that out manually from time to time. And then they would take that thick crude oil and they would truck it out and take it to a site where they would mix it with a much lighter oil to come up with a blend that would flow more easily, because they even had to have heaters on these tanks to make the crude oil sufficiently thin to flow into the trucks.
But while you found this very fascinating, something was working up here.
Well, there was so much oil in place and only about 10% had been recovered. And you would expect in a reservoir of that nature to recover as much as 30%. And I have tried to figure ways to extract more oil from that reservoir, because a 120-foot thick formation is almost unheard of in the oil patch. So I came up with an idea. They were doing something called in situ combustion, which was setting formations on fire. This particular formation I didn't think would be susceptible to a fire flood, but I thought that elevating the temperature of the formation might make the crude oil flow out more easily, that maybe a hot water flood might work. And I did some studies to try to see what that would accomplish, and made a presentation at an engineering meeting. Conoco was a very enlightened company, and they brought their engineers together annually to meet and talk over new methods of recovery and new ideas that were available to help production. So I did a presentation on the Butterley and hot water flooding. People from the research lab were very skeptical about this. They didn't think it would work. So I just went on about my job. And Several weeks later, they called me and said they had had a chance to study the possibility of hot water flooding, and they believed that might work. Well, in the meantime, Conoco had decided they were going to move me to broaden my training. They wanted me to go to some place called Carmi, Illinois, which is on the Ohio River just opposite Evansville, Indiana. It was my understanding from people in the patch that it was not a very desirable place to live. And I had loved my time in Ardmore. I had gotten involved in Toastmasters, and I had gotten involved with the Junior Chamber of Commerce, and I was president of the Junior Chamber. In Toastmasters, I had become involved in speech competitions and had even won a regional speech contest and participated in a state contest, which I did not win, but I felt like I was improving myself as I went along.